Hello, and you're listening to The Punk and Politics Show with me, Jamie Wareham. Thanks very much for tuning in. We broke the news this time last week that the Islamic scholar, Sheikh Dr. Haitham al-Haddad, and how he spoke at the Islamic Society charity dinner. The original speaker, Wasim Kempson, pulled out. The speaker, Dr. al-Haddad, was a last-minute booking. Last week, we had Rupert Sutton of the Student Rights Group, who came on to the show to explain the Sheikh's history.
Our chief concern are Haddad's views, the fact that he has a history of virulent homophobia and misogyny, that he's shown rhetorical support for groups like Hamas. So really, it's twofold. It's his views and also the fact that this suggests that there's a potential lack of oversight from the university here.
His attitudes towards women have also been questioned. Here is him speaking.
That a man should not be questioned why he, hit his wife, because this is something between them.
But on today's show, we'll be discussing what actually happened at the event last week. We'll be hearing the responses of the university.
The Islamic Society is an organisation under the administration of the Students' Union, which does not fall directly under the governance of the university, and concerned students should approach the Students' Union in the first instance.
Student Union said that the event in question did have some difficulty with the original speaker, Wasim Kempson. They said that the new speaker, the Sheikh al-Haddad and ISOC, complied with the university requirements and all the relevant processes were followed. The Islamic Society.
We see that the allegation that the Islamic Society has allegedly concealed the identity of our guest speaker as a complete non-story. All university vetting procedures were followed, and the approval was signed off by the university chaplain in line with those procedures. We have nothing further to add regarding this.
On air, we're going to be joined by Max Paradiso. He is a MA journalism student who has wrote about the subject on his blog.
I had the chance to talk to the VP of Regent Street. He was reticent because of probably, he told us he was instructed not to talk to us.
We're now joined on air by Bridget Nakobo, who is from the UWSU LGBT Society.
I feel that if we were to have a discussion with the Islamic Society on Faith and Sexuality, events such like this could be avoided in the future, so hoping that we can work together with the Islamic Society so that this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
So we went down to Regent Street campus, the oldest and original campus at the University of Westminster, for the LGBT panel discussion, How Faith and Sexuality Go Hand in Hand.
Yeah, the talk was in Five Hall, which is a really nice open space for the event, and I didn't realise, but it's the former chapel of the campus as well.
Yeah, it was given away by the stained glass windows.
So this is the panel discussion presented by UWSU LGBT on how faith and sexuality go hand in hand, and we're broadcasting live on Smoke Radio, so thank you all of you out there for joining us.
I'm a gay Muslim myself, and it's been an uphill struggle for me, myself, coming out, and just being a kind of productive member of society. Is one thing being tolerated as a human being, is another thing to be accepted fully.
We went to the Regent Street campus on Wednesday to speak to Jayesh Gohil, the VP of Marylebone, to find out exactly what the Semester One campaign is just all about.
A lot of students have year-long modules, or even if it's a semester-long module, they'll have to study the module in semester one, and then they'll have to wait to take their exam all the way until April, May, the year after.
So why don't we go into the campus and speak to some of the students who have and haven't been on the campaign to find out their thoughts and reasons on it.
The reason I'm against it is because it's just, it feels like sixth form all over again for some people. Christmas is meant to be, well, Christmas holidays are meant to be a festive time, you're meant to relax.
I think it'd also help kind of students kind of keep motivated for more of the year, because if you know you have exams, you're more likely to kind of be constantly working. But I think anything that makes the lives of students easier is worth looking at, definitely.
The LGBT report was released in February, and understandably a big issue in the elections this year. There were some really harrowing remarks in the report that said that one in three LGBT people had suffered abuse on the campus. That's at the University of Westminster. We have voiced up some of the comments for you to listen to here.
People tell me that they had trouble accepting me for being gay. I feel judged at university.
I certainly haven't felt Cavendish campus is a safe place to be openly gay.
It should be known that university is a safe place where individuals can be themselves. But at present it feels like if I were to hold hands with another man on campus, I would get abused.
We're here today because, obviously, student union nominations, they're open this week, so we're going to be finding all out about that. We're also going to be talking a lot about women and leadership.
Hi, I'm Tony Pearce. I'm the president of the National Union of Students, and you're listening to Smoke Radio.
This isn't to say that women are better at this than men, but it is to say that, like, if we carry on at the rate we're going and we don't do something about it, we won't have equality for another 500 years, and, like, I just don't think it's acceptable to wait that long. Like, I'm not willing to wait that long.
There you go, that was Tony Pearce speaking here at the University of Westminster last week, and we're joined in the studio by Miriam Hannah, the VP of Cavendish. Just wondered, have you had any of those kind of moments where someone's gone, well, you can't do that because you're a woman, or you can't... Has that been something that's been a problem for you on campus?
Sometimes I do see that in both sabbatical officer teams I've been in, so the one last year where there was 3 women and 2 men, and the one this year where there's 2 women and 3 men, like, we do get treated just slightly differently, and it's nothing really tangible that you can maybe give an example of, but I do feel sometimes the way myself and Rhianne at the moment this year, for example, are perceived is quite different to how the boys are perceived.
Listening to Smoke Radio, we are down at the forum at the Harrow campus, ready for the election results for the Students' Union.
So you are rerunning as president this year. You're unopposed.
I am. It's a funny world we live in. Last year I ran against 7 people, and this year against no one. So it's been pretty interesting. But
a lot of people have been a lot more vocal about reopening nominations this year. So.
I mean, that's the democratic process we're obviously part of, and at the end of the day, it's the students who make the decision. So
we've had Jack Everett who says if the nominations are not reopened for president, then democracy is dead.
Wow.
That's very strong words. I know not everyone agrees with that, but I mean, it's interesting to hear your thoughts on that. Let us know if you agree or disagree.
Do tweet us at @smoke_radio with the hashtag shine a light. Do it right now.
Reopen nominations received 621. Khalid received 1,758. I can declare him Vice President of UWSU.